This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa liya salihin. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Khatam al anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Allahumma salli wa sallam alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabi wa man da'a bi da'watihi wa stanna bi sunnati ila yawmiddin. وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بالتقوى الله عز وجل والسمع والطاعة ويقول الحق سبحانه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praise are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. And surely Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, and that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is his servant, his last messenger. May Allah always, constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, and all those who call to his way, and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin by reminding myself and you of the overwhelming importance of taqwa Allah, the overwhelming importance of the consciousness of the fact that everything in this universe is ultimately controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator of the heavens and the earth. And Allah has revealed to us, O you who believe, fear Allah in the way that he should be feared and do not die except in a state of Islam. O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the last revelation in a time framework that is beginning now with a revelation coming to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and continuing on until the day of resurrection. And so the verses that are so much important to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions are also critical for us today as we read them. And in this chaotic world that we are living in today, with apocalyptic changes happening on a daily and weekly basis, in Surah Al-Anbiya, right in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to us, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِدُونَ مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْتَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. Allah has revealed closer and closer to humanity comes their reckoning, yet they do not care and they turn away. Whenever a renewed message comes to them from their Lord, they listen to it and they play. They listen, it goes to their ears, but they continue to play. Now we are witnessing a clear, renewed message. It is totally agreed upon by the scientists that climatic disaster is a reality that we will have to live with. Renewed signs are coming. Recently, it is found that the glaciers in Greenland, some of the largest glaciers on Earth, are restricting because of the heating of the Earth, and it is causing strange ice formations to pour into the oceans. And the heat that we have created as human beings in the north, this heat is causing glaciers around the world to melt at an unprecedented rate. It is causing strange phenomena. Even in Europe, which thought that it was safe from the punishment of Allah, they are witnessing the hottest temperatures in 500 years. Their major rivers are drying up. Their livestock is dying. And this terrible heat is causing rivers to dry up in China, many parts of the world. And the opposite, it is also causing terrible droughts, not just drying on the ground, but a whole atmosphere of heat and dryness. East Africa is facing a terrible drought. Over 20 million people are in danger right now. And this is not to forget about famine that is sweeping Yemen and sweeping Afghanistan. And now in Pakistan, the monsoon rains that have been increased with the heat, the glaciers above Pakistan, more than any other country in the world, are melting at a tremendous rate. And now 33 million people in Pakistan are affected. 33 million people, that is almost the size of the population of Canada, is under impact. 3 million children are in danger. There is an ongoing danger not only of the drowning, but malnutrition, disease. The World Health Organization has considered what is happening in Pakistan to be of the highest level emergency. There is a 60-mile wide inland lake now developing around the Indus River. And so it is pouring water into the country. Over one-third of the country is underwater. Is this not a sign? What more do people on earth, with the wealth that we have, what more do we need? But what is the response? As Allah said, they listen, وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. They listen to it and they play, whether it is their war games, or whether it is their national games, or whether it is their international games. And this year alone, there was the Winter Olympics while drought is happening, the Commonwealth Games while floods are happening, the World Rugby Cup, and in November, the FIFA World Soccer held in Qatar. And the cost in order to put on this game, in order to play, is over 220 billion US dollars for a game. Allah gave them the message, and as He told us in this chapter, they play. Antonio Guterres, Secretary General, the United Nations, has said recently, the world is sleepwalking toward the destruction of the planet by climate change. Sleepwalking. How do we respond? How do Muslims respond who have the last message? We have the last message in our hand. What should we do with these catastrophes hitting us in the left, hitting us in the right, up and down? Allah told us in Surah At-Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ knows not. And whoever depends upon Allah, Allah will be sufficient for that person. Surely Allah will reach His purpose, and He has made a limit to all things. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِي قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. And so with taqwa and tawakkul, with the consciousness of the Creator and tawakkul, which means you depend upon Allah, but you tie your camel. You deal with the reality on the earth that we are living in, we can bounce back. We have bounced back as a nation in many catastrophes throughout the centuries. And this calamity, these calamities, as our great ulama have shown us, Allah has revealed, the Prophet ﷺ has shown, in calamity there can be good. A calamity can be a means to an end. It is a catalyst. It's pushing you towards something. It's a crisis. It's a calamity. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah was reported to have said, a calamity that makes you turn to Allah is better for you than a blessing that makes you turn away. It changes the order of societies. And this is what we are seeing right now. The order of this planet is changing. Right in front of our eyes, not 50 years from now, not at the turn of the century, right now. Calamities are also a sign of Allah's love. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, whenever Allah loves a person, he tests him. He also said, if Allah wants to do good to somebody, he afflicts him with trials. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, calamities and trials are tests and signs of the love from Allah for the believers. They are comparable to a cure. Although it may be bitter, you accept it because it is from the one you love. And to Allah belongs the best examples. Calamities also are expiation of sin, kafara. In a calamity, there is expiations of sins. Consider the diamond. Consider the most valuable object. Consider a diamond. It reaches its climax after tremendous pressure is put upon it. After all the impurities are taken out of the diamond, then you have the beauty. Aisha radiallahu anh revealed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us, no calamity befalls a Muslim but that Allah wipes away some of his sins because of it. Even though it was the small pain he receives from a thorn, when the pain comes, Allah wipes away the sins of a believer. Calamities also elevate our status in the akhirah, in the hereafter. A calamity in the dunya will raise you in status in the next life. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, radiallahu anh, he asked the Messenger of Allah, which people were the most sorely tested? He said, the prophets. And then the next best. And then the next best. One is afflicted in accordance with his faith. If his faith is firm, his affliction is harsh. If his faith is weak, his affliction is light. Calamities also teach us sabr, patience during the calamity, and there has to be sabr after the calamity. And Sheikh Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah also said, panicking does not make the calamity go away. In fact, panicking makes the calamity more difficult. What is the outcome for us now? It's all around us. We need to show gratitude, shukr, gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances. And this may be strange for us in a country as this, where we feel there is relative peace and relative calm. But that is only momentarily. Calamity is around every person on the face of the planet Earth. And the Prophet ﷺ said, on the day of resurrection, people will wish that their skins had been cut with scissors in this world when they see the reward of those who were struck with calamity. In the next life, when they see the reward of those who are suffering under calamity, we are under tremendous test right now. And so every person, every one of us, has to look into himself, herself. We must be giving something to ease the burden of our brothers and sisters in this calamity. There is no other alternative. We have to do something. And of course, dua is a major thing we can do. But we need to give of our wealth, give of our time, give of our lips, anything we can do, because these calamities will not end. These calamities will reach a crisis point, and then the ease will come. And as we are going to that critical crisis point, we are under that test. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on the suffering of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the burden of our brothers and sisters in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Kashmir, in East Africa, in Philistine, in Syria, in all parts of the world. May Allah ease the burden from this Ummah. May Allah ease the burden from humanity, from those innocent people in humanity who are suffering from the greed of the tiny minority. May Allah bring down that minority and raise up true leadership in this world to take us from darkness into light. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ili muslimina min kulli dhanbin astaghfiru innahu huwa ghafurur rahim.